The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hand, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you, God, with thankfulness in our hearts, ready to bless your name. For God, you have been so good to us. You have been better to us than we have been to ourselves, and you have blessed us to be able to see a brand new day. For you kept us all night long. You kept us from danger, seen and unseen. You allowed us to rest, oh God, and be renewed this morning, God, to be able to see this brand new day. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for another opportunity to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. Thank you, oh God, that you have showered me down with new mercies, oh God, that I see today. And not just new mercies, God, but you have showered me down with even more blessings. Oh God, bountiful blessings, God, that I don't even have enough room to receive. You have blessed me, oh God, to be in your presence, God, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Lord, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on you, God. I only received that, Lord, because you have blessed me to be able to see a brand new day. And you have been consistently good. You have been consistently faithful. You have been consistently, God, overwhelming, God. You have consistently been kind and loving and protective, God. You shower us down with so many blessings, God, that we don't even have enough room to receive them on a daily basis, God. Let thanksgiving ring down in our hearts and ring down in our souls even now, God, because you're worthy to be praised. How great is our God? Hallelujah. How great is our King? How great is the Lord of Lords? Our God is great. Our God is awesome. Our God is like none other. Our God is worthy. He's awesome in power. I'm talking about our great and mighty God. And so with the fruit of our lips, oh God, we bless your name this morning. With the fruit of our lips, oh God, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Oh God, with our mouths, oh God, we will bless you, oh Lord, because you are worthy to be praised and worthy to be adored. We love you and we magnify you. We glorify you and we adore you, God. We extol your great and mighty name because our God is awesome. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to see a brand new day. For we can declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and let us be glad in it because we are in the land of the living because our God is awesome. Our God is mighty. Our God is great, and our God is like none other. So, God, as we woke up this morning with our minds stayed on you, we thank you, O God, that you have kept us in perfect peace, Lord, because our minds have been stayed on you. Our minds have been stayed on you, God, because you have been a good God. Our minds have stayed on you because you've been a merciful God. Our minds are constantly on you, God, because you continue to make ways out of no way. God, you've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And over again, God, you keep on blessing us over and over again. You keep on showering us down with love over and over again. You keep on opening up doors, oh God. And for that, God, you have a track record, oh God, of faithfulness. You have a track record of gratefulness. And God, you're deserving of our praise. Thank you, oh God, for another day that you have made. Thank you, oh God, that the sun shall come out today, that midnight, God, won't last always. Our darkest hours in our lives, it won't last always. But God, joy coming in the morning, Lord, if we can just hold on and keep our eyes focused in on you, even in the midst of the darkness, God, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And I want to say thank you, God, so no matter what goes on in our lives, weapons may form against us, Lord, but if we can just hold on to your word and remember that they will prosper, God, victory shall be ours, God. If we can hold on, God, and let you fight our battles, Lord, victory shall be ours, Lord. If we can just continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help, oh God, victory shall be ours, Lord. There's no time to give up. There's no time to give in. There's no time to turn around, but God, we must continue to press towards you. We must continue to march towards you. We must continue to, God, live in victory, God, no matter the situation. Find ourselves to be content, God, in whatsoever state that we find ourselves in. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, today to keep our eyes remain steadfast on you, God, because you are Alpha and you are Omega. You are the beginning, Lord, and you are the end, God. You are the first and you are the last, God. And so that means that to everything that we need and more, oh, God, when we wake up in the morning, God, you are just what we need and more. When we lay down our heads at nighttime, God, you are still just the same, God. You are just what we need and more, God. And so, God, help us to not lean unto our own understanding, but in all our ways, oh, God, in everything that we do, God, in all the thoughts that we have, in all the plans that we make, oh, God, in all our ways. Help us to acknowledge you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That means to seek you first, oh, God, not to make our own decisions, Lord, and then come to you, God, when those decisions fail, but in all our ways. Acknowledge that you are God. Acknowledge that you are King. Acknowledge that you are Lord. Acknowledge that we can't do it without you. Acknowledge that we can't plan without you. Acknowledge that we can't make it without you. If in all our ways, if we acknowledge you, God, you promise that you will direct our pathways. And we need your direction, Lord, today. We can't make it on our own, Lord. We fail when we try to do things on our own. It's not by our power. It's not by our might, but it's by your Spirit. Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way. I don't know the way to take today, but Lord, you know the way to take. Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way. God, I don't know what I should be saying. I don't know, God, the things I should be thinking. But God, Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way. I don't know how to make this plan work. I don't know how to open up this door. Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way. Over and over again, that's our cry, God, that we want you to have your way in our lives, or we can't do it on our own, but we only can make it with you on our side. And so we thank you for this day, another day that we can acknowledge, God, that we are nothing without you, and another day, God, that we can extol your name and remind you, oh God, about how great you are. If no one else praises you, Lord, let your praises flow out of me today. Let me honor you, O God, today, that I may present my body as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable, God. That's my endeavor every single day, but Lord, because, Lord, that is the least that I can do, is to offer myself to you while I'm still strong, O God, while I'm still in my right mind, Lord, while I can work and I can find you, Lord, to offer myself as a living sacrifice, Lord, putting flesh under subjection, not allowing this flesh to get your glory, because flesh, God, it's enmity between you, oh God, and it's enmity between us and you, oh God. It wars against you. My flesh, God, wars against you on every single day. God, our flesh battles against you because it don't want you to get the glory. The flesh, it doesn't want you to get the honor. The flesh, it doesn't want you to get the praise, oh Lord. And so I'm warring against the flesh every single day. I had a war this morning, Lord, because that pillow and that bed was feeling real good, but I had to put this flesh under subjection, Lord, because it was better to get up, oh God, and arise and to seek you, oh God, while you may yet be found, God. There's trouble in my way, oh God. And Lord, I don't want to allow those things to get the best of me, Lord, because I let the flesh get the best of me and lead me, oh God, in my life, Lord. I put flesh under subjection right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, it won't get any of your glory, oh God, but all the glory and all the honor, it shall go to thee. Because, God, I'm tired of trying to do things on my own. Too often we find ourselves traveling on our own. But, Lord, as I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear any evil because, God, you promised, Lord, if I surrender to you and I let you have your way, that you would be with me every single day, every single hour, every single minute, every single second of the day. I don't have to walk by myself, but, Lord, I can walk with you. So I cry out with me, Lord, walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, Lord, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord, hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord, hold my hand. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand. Be my friend, Lord. Be my God. Be my friend, Lord. Be my God. While I'm on this tedious life's journey, I want Jesus to be my guide.
And so that's my prayer, oh God, this morning, is that, God, I'm nothing without you. I need you to go with me every single step of the way, every single moment of the day, every single opportunity. Lord, we need your guidance and we need your direction. Lord, if we go by the things that we see, Lord, we'll continue to fail and run up against the wall because the things that we see, Lord, are temporal. God, these things are not physical, I mean spiritual, but they are physical. And our warfare, God, what we're fighting against, Lord, is not against the flesh and blood, Lord. I understand that. Our flesh is warred against you on a daily basis, but the things that we are dealing with are spiritual, oh God, in this physical fleshy world, Lord. So that means we can't war against the flesh, oh God, but the war is a spiritual battle, Lord. And God, we need you to break through our spirit, man, so that we will have victory in the midst of the battle. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, so we can't get the victory, oh God, by carnal actions. We can't get the victory, Lord, by carnal ways and carnal thoughts, Lord. We can't get the victory, God, by allowing our flesh to lead us. But victory, victory shall be mine when I allow the Spirit to come to me, Lord, and have his way. The Word says that light and peace comes when we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit, Lord. Oh, God, we can please you, oh, God, when we are allowed to, be led by the Spirit, Lord. When we yield to you, God, and allow your Spirit to come to me, oh, God, there is therefore now no condemnation, God. We're no longer condemned. We're no longer a foreigner. We're no longer an alien, God. But when we allow your Spirit to come to more and have his way and lead and guide and direct us, Lord, you have made us, oh, God, a chosen generation. You have made us a peculiar people. You called us out of darkness. That darkness was living after the flesh, and then you brought us into the marvelous light, and that's being led by the Spirit, Lord. And I don't want to do anything else, Lord, but be led by your Spirit. God, I need you, Lord, today. I need you every hour. I need you every minute. I need you every moment of the day. I can't do it without you. And so as we come and seek your face in these early mornings, Lord, it's to admit, God, that we are nothing without you, that we can't move without you, we can't breathe without you, we can't do a thing without you. And if we acknowledge that we are nothing without you, then we are surrendering all. I surrender my ways. I surrender my desires. I surrender my thoughts. I surrender my actions. I surrender my heart. I surrender these lips, this mouth. I give it all over to you, O God, so that I may present myself to you as a sacrifice that's holy and acceptable. Lord, I want you to receive my sacrifice. I want you to receive my worship, Lord. I don't want it to come before you and stink in your nostrils, Lord. And so, God, I want you to receive our glory, God. Receive our honor, oh God. Receive our praise in the mighty name of Jesus. And come to more and have your way in our hearts. And have your way in our minds even now, God. In the name of Jesus. Move by your power, oh God. And move by your might, Lord. We can't make it without you, oh God. There's things that are coming before us, oh God, that are trying to trap us and trying to kill us and try to destroy us, Lord. But God, if we are led by you, you will open up our eyes so you might see, and we may behold the beauty of our God. And God, that we may see those things that the enemy tried to set against us. Oh God, no matter what he forms, Lord, we just need to know that they won't prosper, Lord. So help us, Lord, today to walk by faith and not by sight. God, help us along the way, God, to keep our eyes stayed on you, oh God, and keep our hearts and our minds focusing on you, Lord. Because, Lord, we are living in a day and time that are perilous. We're living in a day and time that are wicked, God, that people would go and do an attack, oh God, amongst children, not, Lord, not against the army, not against God, those who are in the military, but, Lord, they're doing such crazy things that they'll go after children. We're living in the last and evil days. And you said when those times come, when pestilence fills the land and things get into the land, lack appears in the land, you said, if my people, which have been called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray. Well, God, we have a lot of people that are complaining. We have a lot of people that are concerned. But are the people praying, Lord? Give us to pray. Give us to seek your face. Give us to turn from our wicked ways, so that our land will be healed. God, you are in control of everything. No matter what the president does, no matter what Congress does, no matter what others may do. Lord, you are in control. And so we don't lean into our own understanding. We acknowledge, Lord, that you are God and our lives are in your hands. Thank you for being a rock. Thank you for being so strong that your name can be a strong tower for me, that I can run into your name. Lord, that if I can just call on your name, Jesus, wonderful Savior, wonderful God, awesome wonder, King of kings, Lord of lords, God, the great I am, if I can just call on your name, Lord, I can find safety. I can find shelter, God, no matter where I might find myself at, if I'm just audacious and bold enough to call on your name, Jesus, wonderful Savior, mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace. If I can just form my lips, oh God, to call on your great name, I can find safety. I can find shelter no matter where I am at. Help us, God, today to remember who you are. Our breakthrough comes from knowing who you are and knowing whose we are. When the weapons formed against us and the enemy rise up against us, Lord, you lift up a standard. Oh, God, you jump in and you come and fight our battles. The battles are not ours, but they belong to you. They belong to you, God. The glory belongs to you. But, God, our battles, the fights that that the enemy is waging against us, they don't belong to us. If we would just give them over to you and stop trying to fight against the enemy in our flesh, Lord, and let you have your way, God, you will make the work a way out, God, that we'll win our battle, we'll be brought to our battle, you'll bring us through the storm, and you'll bring us through the rain, Lord, and we'll be able to boldly declare that we made it. We didn't make it on our own might and our own power, but Lord, we made it because the Lord was on our side. Give us the pray, Lord, and not saint. Give us the pray without ceasing. Give us to commit ourselves to you. We're living in a day and time where people, oh Lord, are not committed to you. There's a great falling away for those that know what's right, Lord. I see what your word has declared, Lord, that there are so many people, oh God, who are complaining about the church, Lord, and complaining about man and what people are doing, and they turn themselves away from you. And so sometimes we as leaders think that it's us. Lord, we know that we are not perfect, Lord, and we know that we are vessels that you are working on every single day. But, Lord, they're not turning away from us. Just like you told Samuel, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. And the great falling away is that those that knew you and know who you are and seen the works that you have done have turned away from you and have begun to do those things that are right in their own eyes. Let us not walk from our own eyes, Lord. Let us not live according to the things that we see. But we know without a shadow of a doubt that you're in control and that all things work together. And we must know without a shadow of a doubt that you are going to bring us through. And we know that nothing shall be able to separate us from your love. The president, no, he won't be able to separate me from your love, no matter what he may do. Congress, no matter what they may do, trials and tribulations, no matter what storms may come, shall be able to separate me from the love of God. Because you gave me your son, Jesus, so that I might have life, and that more abundantly. He came that I might have life. No matter what they do on my job, they should not be able to separate me from your love. No matter when people attack my finances and entities attack my finances, Lord, they're still not separating me from your love. God, it's just another opportunity when challenges come our way for you to take us higher and for our trust to grow in you. So again, my prayers this morning, Lord, is keep our eyes focused in on you. We can't make it on our own. We can't do it by our own power. We can't do it by our own might. But, Lord, we need you to walk with us, to talk with us, to lead, guide, and anoint us, and make us into the vessels that you need for us to be today, so that we may lead someone to Christ, so that we may let our light shine and men might see our good works and give you the glory and honor and praise. Lord, help me today to be a sanctuary, a place where you choose to dwell at. And as long as you are dwelling in me, Lord, there's nothing, oh God, that can outshine you. If I yield to you, then, Lord, you are the light that shines in me. You help me to be a city that's set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Lord, you help me to do that. And so, Lord, we need your help, Lord, today. We need you to continue to lead, guide, and direct us. We need you to continue to walk with us, Lord, today. I pray for those that lost their lives, those family members, God, that remain, that lost children and lost loved ones during that terrorist attack in Manchester, London, Lord. You know the enemy, and you know his plans. Lord, I pray that you would comfort those family in bereaved situations. But, Lord, I also pray for our children. Lord, they may have suffered a terrorist attack, Lord, but there's no telling what the enemy may try to do to us here in America, where there's a terrorist attack, or whether it's being led astray by a friend at school, or whether they come under attack by some stranger, oh, Lord, walking down the street. Lord, we pray that you would put your hand of protection around our children, Lord, today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover them with your blood, Lord. The enemy is trying to abort our future. The enemy is trying to kill our promises, Lord, and our children, Lord, oh Lord, are a promise from you. They are an inheritance from the Lord, and the enemy is trying to abort our inheritance early. But I plead the blood over the lives of our children, Lord, across this land, Lord, that you would save, oh God, that you would deliver, that you would sanctify and set free, that you would save our children today, and that you would keep your hands of protection around them everywhere they go. As they go to school, keep your arms of protection around them, Lord, and help them to remember the things that we have given them to keep them safe, Lord, to know you in the pardon of their sins, to know that you are not just our God, but that you are their God as well. I pray that they will learn, oh God, and yearn, oh God, to know you more intimately, Lord, to grow a stronger relationship with you for themselves. And then last, they get to know you, God. Oh, God, they'll get to know how you are great and how you are mighty. But while they may be lingering and while they may be setting themselves aside, and, Lord, while they may not be focused in on you, Lord, I pray that you would cover them in your blood right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Allow me, oh, God, their parent, oh, God, allow us, oh, God, their parents, oh God, to cover them with your blood. I offer this sacrifice right now, God, with the fruit of my lips, Lord, like Job did. Job offered a sacrifice for his children, Lord. Every single time he came before you to offer a sacrifice, he didn't just do it for himself, but he did it for his children as well, Lord. I come before your presence, Lord, this morning, honoring you, oh God, with my sacrifice and prayer, Lord. And I want you to receive my sacrifice as a covering for myself and a covering for my children as well. In the mighty name of Jesus, I plead the blood, God. The blood, it still works, oh God. Cover our children, oh God. Cover our loved ones even now, Lord Jesus. Cover our ministries right now, Lord. Cover even our co-workers at work, oh God. Let them, oh God, not perish for foolishness, Lord, but give us a chance and give us an opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ with them and give us the boldness to do it. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you cover our children even now, and that you would cover our homes, and that you would cover our thoughts and our lives, that you would cover our finances, Lord, that you would be that God that meets all of our needs and provides all of our needs according to your riches up in glory. I pray for children around this country, Lord, who are being engaged or attacked by wickedness, God, that cannot even be fathomed. I can't even understand the things that they are going through, Lord, because those things didn't occur to me. Not while I was their age. But, Lord, so much is being thrown in their faces today. And, Lord, help us, oh God, to train them up in the way that they should go. So when they grow older, they won't depart from you. They won't forget who you are. That even as they walk away and test the waters of this land, Lord, that you will remind them of who they are, that, God, they are a chosen generation. They are somebody special because your anointing is on their lives. Keep them covered, oh, God. Keep them protected, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for America. Have mercy upon us, Lord. For we have sinned as a nation. We have turned our backs on you. Lord, forgive us from the highest to the least, from the oldest to the youngest. Have mercy upon us and wash us in the blood. Forgive us of all of our sins, for we have sinned against you, Lord. We have turned our thoughts and our ways and our lives away from you. We used to be known as a government under God. But, Lord, no longer are we declaring to be believers of the Most High God, but we're doing things that are right within our own, that are right in our own eyes as a nation. Homosexuality is raging in the land. Lord, it's just amazing how much it is thrown in the face of people who watch TV or listen to the radio or in advertising everywhere, God. God, homosexuality is the rage, oh God. Wickedness just out there, bold. It's amazing how when we do sin, we are bold and reckless. But Lord, when we are believers and we have the light and the answer, we are reserved and cautious. Find the spirit of foolishness out of us right now. The world needs the light. The world needs people who are willing to stand. Now, the world needs someone who's willing to stand for the bloodstained banner of the Lord, to stand on the promises of God. The world needs to see that holiness is still right. We pray for the nation today that you would forgive us of our sins. Touch our minds and touch our thoughts and have mercy upon us. Oh, God, and be gracious unto us. Give us another chance to turn it around. Even yet today, have mercy upon us, Lord, and don't consume us, Lord. Oh, God, and show us your mercy. Show us your grace. Show us your favor, Lord, as a nation. God, I pray for pastors everywhere. I pray for ministries everywhere. Those that have been set aside for your glory. I pray for those that are following after your will in obedience. And I pray for those, Lord, that are doing things on their own, Lord, but leading people, oh God, that are desperately seeking for you. Help us bind those preachers, oh God, and those pastors that are leading people astray. Oh God, reveal them to the people, oh God, and lead them to a place where they can be kept, where they can be sustained, oh Lord, and that they can be fed. Help us, Lord, today. For those that are being obedient to you, that are honoring you, that are following after you, God, help us, Lord, today to be the beacons of light, oh God, in this dark and dying world, that we may preach the gospel. Because how should they hear unless there is a preacher? Give us to stand, Lord, today. Those that have been called to be pastors, Lord, give us to stand today. Let us not be weary in well-doing, knowing in due season, Lord, we'll reap, Lord, the things that we are doing, the labor that we are inputting or performing in our ministries, Lord, to grow our ministries and to train up the people that you've given us, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, to see the reaping of our harvest, Lord. Help us not to lord over the people, but according to your word, to be an example, oh God, an example of holiness, an example of righteousness, Lord. Help us as the pastors to be an example of righteousness, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to be a reflection of you, not a reflection of carnality, not a reflection of this world, not a reflection of our flesh, but to be a reflection of you. Give us to be, oh God, wise, oh God, in all of our ways. Give us wisdom, Lord, pastors. Give us wisdom. Even now, God, we need it, Lord. We don't know everything, Lord, but each and every day, grow us stronger and stronger in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to not lean into our own understanding, Lord, but help us acknowledge you in everything that we do. In our Bible studies, Lord, acknowledge, Lord, that it's not by our wisdom, the fruit of our hands, Lord, but it's by the wisdom that you give us when we stand before them on Sundays and on Fridays and any day of the week that we are open, Lord. When we stand before the people, help us to acknowledge that it's because of you that we're standing here, not because we are somebody that's special, somebody that's anointed, that we were anointed on our own, that we got the calling on our own, but, Lord, that we submit to you and we surrender to your will and that you give us everything that we need to be successful, to be victorious, and to be an example unto the people. I pray for my bishop, my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you would anoint him and keep him and strengthen him. Give him long life. Help me to undergird him. Help me to bless him. Help me to sow into him, Lord. Oh, God, and feed into his ministry. Help me to be that young Joshua for him, Lord, the one that is willing to go and do the battles, the one that's willing to go and do the work. Oh, God, while he is kept, oh, God, while he is covered, while he is protected, Lord. Help us, oh, God, rise up other young men that are willing, Lord, to run and do the work, oh, God, so that our leader can live long and live strong. I pray for his finances. I pray for his health. Give him long life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for his family. I pray for his ministries, Lord, New Community Temple and St. Stephen's, Lord, that you would bless his churches, oh, God, and the members of his churches, Lord, and bless the jurisdiction, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for my brothers that are in this area, that are co-laborers in this area. I pray for Brother Brian, Pastor Brian Jones, Pastor Herschel Chenault, oh, God, and Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Lord, those brothers that are laboring in this area, Lord, that we're doing the work of the Lord. I pray for Pastor Howard King, Lord, today, and his wife, Lady Lisa King, that you will continue to perform the miracle of healing in her life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would touch her from the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet and touch her body and send forth healing even right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare in her life, Lord, that she would be healed, be delivered, and be set free, God, so that you might receive the glory out of her life. These afflictions, Lord, that they come against us, they're only for a point and moment in time, but they cannot be compared to the victory, God, to the blessings, Lord, to the glory that you have waiting for each and every single one of us. The trials that we go through, the tribulations that we have, the heartache and the pain, Lord, they cannot be compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. God, they all work together for our good. So, Lord, we're looking for a miracle in her life, healing, signs and wonders, God, be performed in her life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the young lady, Sister Glenda Ray, Lord, I don't know. It seems like you're still working the miracle in her life. Every day she's getting more and more stronger and more better. Continue to heal her, Lord, as we have a prayer chain, a prayer rally across the nation for her. Lord, I pray for those that are sick among us. And then I pray for the pastors in the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt, Lord, I pray for comfort during this time for bereavement, Lord, and I pray for safe travels as he returns and makes his way back to Virginia. Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Lord, Pastor William Cornick, Lord, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor God, the Faith Temple, God, Lawrence Clyette, thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray for these pastors, Lord, as we endeavor, oh, God, to lead ministries in this area, Lord, that, God, you have designated for us to be in Culpeper and in Alexandria and Woodbridge and Dumfries and Manassas, Lord, and God, Stafford and Fredericksburg, Lord. I pray for each and every ministry, Lord, that we will have the audacity and the courage to take the city. Not be satisfied with just the lease and the fish jumping in the boat, but God, give us the things that we need, the necessary tools and the skills, Lord, to go out and make fishers of men, Lord, to train up fishers of men, oh God, that we may go out to the highways and hedges and compel them to come in so that they might be saved. And then I pray for the members of Praise Center, each and everyone that you've given me charge over, whether they're absent or present. I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan. Thank you for the healing that you continue to perform in her life, Lord. Complete the work, God. I plead the blood. Complete the work, oh God. I plead the blood. Complete the work, oh God, that you have begun, because you that have begun a good work is able to perform it. Lord, you don't begin anything that you cannot complete. Touch her even right now, from the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet, and bless her, Lord, today. I pray for Diamond Star, Eric McCowan, Lord, Crystal McCowan, and Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard, healing, healing, healing. I speak it right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover her in your blood. and heal her body now in the name of Jesus. There's a missionary, Lysandra Miller, Sister Connie Coulter, wisdom and guidance and direction, peace of mind, faith and trust in you. Guide and direct her, Lord, as she relocates to North Carolina, Lord. Help us to find a place for her, God, that she can settle in and get fed and be trained, oh God, and draw closer to you. I pray for her husband and her family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Deanne Graham and Renix Graham, Lord, that you would bless them and keep them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Sister Paulette King, Lord, help us to find out what's going on with her, Lord. It's been too long since we have heard from her, God. We pray that you would keep her protected, God, and covered by your blood. And help us to find out immediately, Lord, what's going on with her and reach out to her and let her know that we love her and that we miss her. Brother Herbert Lee, oh, God, and then those that are guests with us, we're praying for Angelique Bailey, Lord, whose brother had a stroke or something to that extent, Lord. You know, God, and you know what is needed, Lord, but I pray that you would bring her back to the house, Lord, where she can get herself in line and in tune with you. Bless her family, her children, God, and her fiance. Lord, I pray for all those that have been attached to Praying Center, and Lord, those who you are sending our way. I pray for those external partners, Lord, that partner with us, whether financially or through prayer. Call on the name of Carl Christopher, Kenyatta Schamberger, Lisa Law, Larry Brown, and God, and those that partner with us, Joyce Willis, God, those that intercede for us and pray for us and bless our ministry, God. We pray that you would keep them, God, in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. Bless them for their faithfulness. Bless them for their sacrifice. Because you said, when we give, it shall be given back unto us good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto our bosoms. Send them in, oh God. Send those people in, God, to be a blessing to those that are sown into our great ministry. And again, God, we pray for those that come and participate in our food pantry. Lord, we pray that what we are blessing them physically, Lord, we'll have an opportunity to bless them spiritually as well. Help us to refine our agenda and focus our purpose on empowering believers and changing lives. If our vision is not being fulfilled, Lord, then our actions and our events are for naught. But as we proclaim the gospel, as we equip believers, and as we grow in love, Lord, then we'll be able to empower believers and to change lives. In everything that we do, God, let that be our focus and our vision and our primary, oh God, goal, our mission, so that you might get the glory and that we might fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for this great ministry. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to be here. Lord, we've been in this location for a little over 2 years now. And God, you have blessed us tremendously, Lord. Thank you that the lights have never been turned off, God. Thank you, God, that we've never been late on our rent, God. Thank you, Lord, that we are in good financial standing, God, in everything that we are doing. It's not because we have thousands upon thousands of members. God, it's not even that we have hundreds upon hundreds of members, Lord. But I thank you, it's because you have been faithful to your word that, Lord, when we obey you, that you'll keep us, that you'll sustain us, and that you'll grant us the victory and lead us along life's journeys. But I know my harvest is here. I know that my breakthrough is around the corner. And so, Lord, help me to look to you, to continue to trust in you, to not be weary in well-doing, but, Lord, to continue to do what you have called for me to do, and that is to preach the gospel in season and out of season. Thank you, O God, for this morning of prayer. Thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence, oh God, to magnify you and to glorify you. I pray that you would order the footsteps of your people, Lord, today. I pray, God, earlier that we are nothing without you and we can't do it on our own. And so as we end, oh God, we need you, oh God, today. You are a great God. There's no one that can compare to you. We're desperate, oh God, in need of you. We're desperately seeking you, God. As that deer panteth after the water brook, God, so does our souls. And so do we long after you, Lord, today. Come the morning, have your way in us, and grant us favor, grant us wisdom, grant us blessings, God, on this day that you have made. Thank you, God, for making another day for us, and thank you for giving us the victory even yet already. We bless your name now, and we give you all the glory and all the honor. We give you all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.